Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, the only moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Bert Show.
There's a story. It came out last week, and I don't think Melissa didn't talk about it because it was the story would have been reported on a Friday, and some things you just shouldn't think about all weekend.
Yeah, I mean, because especially on a Friday, I just run out of time because we do the good news at the end of the day. So I thought this didn't qualify as a good news story, but Jeff did.
Yeah, that's how I sent it when I got the news bulletin or whatever. I forwarded it to Melissa and said, "For good news, Cass." There is a story. The city is about 75 miles from Atlanta. Do you remember what town it was? It's a suburb.
Off the top of my head, I do not.
Okay, it's a suburb of Atlanta. Well, anyways, this kid goes to school, and he tells his teacher that he told his mom about a bad grade that he had got.
Either, he'd gotten lots of bad grades.
Yeah, it was either his report card or a paper or something, but whatever this bad grade was that he told his mom about, as he explained to his teacher, she got really mad.
Mom did.
Mom got really mad. Mm-hmm. And made him do something very bad. Made him kill one of his pets.
So now, he told this story to the teacher.
To the teacher.
He reported it to the teacher that his mom, it was a hamster, and he was supposed to use, you know, a hammer, and he was supposed to get rid of the hamster as a punishment for having bad grades.
So that was the story, and so your first thought is, oh my God, and you know, Bert has this theory that he always throws out. Mathematically, there's the worst of something.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
There's the worst truck driver. There's the worst news reporter. There's the worst police officer. You can't find a worse parent than this.
Mm-hmm.
This is the worst parent in the books of parenting. All of them.
Unbelievable.
Like you make your child so, you know, it's shocking,
story.
Revolting, everything. I read something over the weekend that this woman is, you know, like the president of the PTA, really well-liked, all this other stuff.
She's in jail.
She's in jail right now.
For this.
Obviously arrested for this.
No way.
Mm-hmm. I read something this weekend that the kid has a little bit of a lying problem.
A little bit of a lying problem or a lot of bit of a lying problem?
Well, enough lying problem that there are some of her friends are coming out saying, this is not, why is she in jail? How come everybody's taking the word of the kid? Like, this is not, this could be, the kid could be having a, you know, disciplinary meltdown. He's a bad kid. He gets bad grades. He gets in trouble at school all the time. I think I read that she has more than one kid. Could you imagine if you did something as a child that resulted in your parent? Now, I'm assuming that she didn't do it. Because if she did do it, then she's a horrible person and that's awful and you don't deserve your kids and blah.
But for the sake of this argument, let's say she did not do it.
Imagine if you did something as a child that resulted in your mom or dad spending the weekend in jail.
Falsely.
Yes.
Like you told a lie.
Yes.
That resulted in your mom or dad going to jail.
Yes. No, I don't even, you know what?
This kid like made up the story, telling a tall tale, trying to like be a brat and be defensive and is like, oh, mom's going to make me be in trouble? Watch this. And then she ends up in prison?
Yeah, I'd end up in a grave if I did that to my parents.
I'd want my mom to stay in jail. No, my mom better stay in jail because I don't want that kind of beating.
And I don't, it doesn't have to, I mean, the made up thing makes it worse. But even what if you were a kid? Because you know there's some things that like the parents get in trouble for. Like I know some states passed a law that if the kid misses so much school, they can actually arrest the parent type of thing.
Yeah.
It's like what even if you didn't make it up, what if you just did something that resulted in your mom or dad being arrested?
No.
No.
Like, I would not see to live the next day.
Yeah, that's just the definition of red right there.
I would say, keep them in there because that.
No, I don't want to see them afterwards.
Unbelievable.
And you know that there are, you know, if this kid made up the story completely, it's how do you even, Hey, Bird Show.
Hi, this is Stephanie Bishop.
What's going on?
Hey, I was wanting to comment. Whenever I was little, I had told my teacher that my mom beat me.
Oh, Lord.
I know, and I just got occasionally whoopings. And DFAC reported it. I mean, my teacher reported it. Mm-hmm. And my mom got investigated by DFAC for 3 whole months.
Because so, you got a spanking.
Yeah, and I just got a spanking. And Mama wanted to kill me.
Mm-hmm. Well, at some point...
She couldn't because DFAC was watching her.
Exactly.
At some point, there's no turning back.
Oh, my God.
Like, once that investigation is launched, there's no turning back. You are the reason that your parent is in jail.
See, and it's a whole different era because when I was a kid, you know, if I went to my teacher and I said my parents are spanking me, you know, or beating me or whatever, then the parent would probably call my mom and say, okay, this is what Melissa said.
Yeah.
And have a discussion with my mom about it. Because back in the day, parents and teachers worked together to raise the kid. True. But nowadays, like she said, defects gets involved. The parents have to report it to the police.
If the teacher has to report it, I'm sure there's some sort of obligation for her.
Well, I know, but right? I'm saying that she doesn't know the parents well enough to call to them up front.
Right. And, yeah. Like, you know, I think that
it's a whole different world.
Small, back in my day.
Yeah. And it was okay. Well, anyway.
Yeah. The look on my parents' face after they get released from jail is one that I will never want to see. I will never see it because I'll be turned the other way running as fast as I can.
And there's a look. Mm-hmm. There's a parent look that I guess you just get, you know. Yeah. Mm-mm.
The Burt Show. Moro Casino, America's social casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus. Moto Casino, America's social casino. Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.